This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we've been talking about the vaccine rollout, and with the Pfizer and Moderna, there's two shots. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine did receive FDA emergency approval, which means we'll have a one-shot choice. I know many of you are asking if you get to choose. What you get to choose, you can't, but we'll talk about the differences. There's pros and cons to each. And if I got my Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I would just be as happy, just as happy as getting a Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. I'm a little bit off today in terms of energy because I got my second shot on Saturday. And as expected, your second dose is going to probably hit you harder than the first dose. The first dose, I was really, really nauseous day one. And then I got achy in both shoulders by that night. The next day, it was all over body aches. This was the first shot. And then by Monday, I was able to go to work, and I was kind of a little achy, a little tired. This time, it was a little different. So I get my vaccine, and I'm expecting the nausea. So I have some ginger ale close by, and I have some Coca-Cola close by. And all of a sudden, I was just thinking about pancakes. And so I'm like, gosh. Pancakes sound good. So, you know, my husband, you know, still kind of traumatized from when I was pregnant twice, you know, and making him drag me to places to eat. He's like, you want pancakes? Fine. Now, he, of course, brings up a place that isn't a breakfast shop. Well, I think, you know, Applebee's serves pancakes. No. I want pancakes, like a big stack. I want to go to IHOP because I want the boysenberry. Well, they used to have boysenberry syrup. They don't do that anymore. I want the strawberry syrup, and then I mix it with the butter pecan syrup, and I mix it with the blueberry syrup, and I want the butter and all calories. I want, you know. So, you know, my son's like, well, I can use some pancakes. So we go and get pancakes. Then a few hours later, again, I'm expecting the nausea because first time around, you had nausea, very similar to pregnancy. You know, no two pregnancies seemed to happen the same. I don't know. For me, it didn't. So the exact opposite, I just wanted to eat. I don't know why I wanted to eat after the shot. Maybe it was all in my head. I don't know. So then a few hours later, I wanted more pancakes. And my husband's like, oh, hell no. All right. So I exercised and I worked out. And then I got sore and I got sore. And then next day, which is yesterday, it was, I mean, it wasn't like, I don't want to say painful, because I have fibromyalgia. I don't really do much with it. I just say, oh, you know, my muscles are achy. I think I'm blessed to not have the serious fibromyalgia, but fibromyalgia feels like there's a knife in every single muscle in your body. So that's how I felt yesterday. So when you move, the knives move. And so you're like, oh, my gosh. So I said, to heck with it, and I took an ibuprofen, not just regular ibuprofen. I took an 800-milligram ibuprofen because we wanted to go and start our CCW process because I took the class. So I had to go down to the police department, and I'm like, I can't walk in there looking like, you know, I can't move, and I didn't want to be in a bad mood because the last thing I wanted to do is mouth off to an officer. So I'm like, if we're going down to the police department, I need to, like, medicate. So I took a big, huge ibuprofen, and I got to tell you, it worked. I know everybody says don't take ibuprofen, you know, around the time of the vaccine. I already corrected you guys on that. It's before. They don't want you to pre-medicate before. But to be honest, the mRNA within your body, within your cytoplasm and the cell trying to make spike proteins, I really don't foresee, as long as you're not overtaking medication, that process being interfered with, because it kind of takes a few days to weeks for that process to happen. We just want to make sure that that mRNA liposome gets into a muscle cell. So we want the muscle, you would almost think, wouldn't we want our immune system down a little bit just so the muscle cell picks it up? But immunology is very interesting. So for now, we say not to pre-medicate. But yeah, afterwards, if you don't feel good, take something. So later that night, I was seeing patients over the phone, and a 65-year-old woman said she was achy, and she said when she got the shot, they said no Tylenol, no ibuprofen at all. And I'm like, why would they do that unless maybe she had a medical history and they didn't want her taking anything that could hurt her kidneys or her liver? So, you know, check with your medical provider. But from what I understand, after you get your vaccine, if you're down for the count and you don't feel right and you want to function, go ahead and take it, you know? Now, what was a bigger concern for me, though, is the health department in my neck of the woods is fantastic. The Southern Nevada Health District, I love them. They're awesome. And they really know how to run a tight ship. And yesterday, or 2 days ago, there was FEMA on board. There was National Guard. I didn't see any medical students. I know I was kind of hoping I would, because I know some medical schools are having the students help, but there was no medical students there. And I was like, oh my God, because, you know, let them practice on me. You know, I really love students. So, but, you know, between the National Guard and FEMA, it looked like they had good staff. The only problem is I don't think people expected the lines. So I come in there with my mom and I go, Mom, I'm going to have to find parking. So let me drop you off at front and then we'll go to the back of the line together. So I find her parking and then I notice that the line is kind of far down. So I say, well, just stay here. And I keep walking and I keep walking and that line is like a half mile long. So apparently because she can't stand too well, the FEMA found her and said, look, just go through the Americans with Disabilities line. The disabilities line. So I have her EpiPen, so I went into that line also. That line was at least an hour long. The other line, at least 3 hours long. But as I was running to the back of the line to try to find where, you know, I should have my mom meet us in the original line, you heard people go, ah, forget it, I'm out of here. You saw cars go, you know what, never mind. And what was so dangerous about that is those people made appointments for shots. And I'm a little nervous about the no-show rate because remember with the shots now, even though we just got FDA approval for Pfizer shots to not have to be in the ultra, ultra cold, when you have people see a long line and say, to heck with it, I'm out of here, then that just took spots for somebody else. And so pack your patience. That I've seen lines like that at Disneyland, but this was even longer. And somebody said maybe there were computer issues, or maybe it's just because they didn't have, you know, enough people giving the shots, or maybe they had to thaw it out. But it was a long process. So especially if you're going on a weekend, make sure you pack your patience. But don't walk away, because if you get a chance to get it, you want to get it. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ALLIE. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, you know, we have a lot to talk about. These, you know, probably one of the most common questions I'm getting, and hold on a second, let me get my, we're going to get our Facebook Live up on this. So, one of the biggest questions that I've been getting is, can I pick the shot? So there's some people that want the Johnson & Johnson shot, and there's some people that don't. And we've spoken about the differences of the vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I've always thought was cool. I've been telling you guys, if I was able to pick one, I probably would have picked that one, because I love the fact that it was just one shot and you're done. But it's the results of the Johnson & Johnson weren't as efficacious as the Pfizer and the Moderna shot. So whereas the Pfizer and Moderna, when they were touting 94-95% efficacy against the COVID virus and preventing severe disease, Johnson & Johnson had a 66% overall, but an 85% efficacy in preventing hospitalizations and death. So if you're telling me I have an 85% chance of not being in the hospital if I get COVID, I'm still a fan of that vaccine. I think that vaccine is fantastic. And in fact, I was kind of worried about the second shot effect. And, you know, if I did have any reaction to it, I was like, that eliminates the whole second shot. All I have to do is get the one. So, you know, many people are saying, I don't want the Johnson & Johnson. It's not worth the risk. Well, it depends. What risk are you concerned about? Are you concerned about a risk that the vaccine's going to give you? You know, are you worried about, you know, waiting outside in a long line? What's the risk? And mind you, most vaccine places, like, you know, the pharmacies and all that, the lines aren't that bad. It's just when you do mass thousands of people in a day, there's going to be lines. So hopefully by the time you guys get the shot, you're not going to have the long lines. It's going to be, you can go to this pharmacy, you can go to this pharmacy. And now that we have Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses roll out, there's going to be a lot more supply, hopefully. And I think there's going to be a point where supply will exceed demand. And so people will be like, here, we got a shot, come get it. So I think this is just, some of the bumps in the road are only temporary. But we have three current vaccines. People ask, one of the questions is, where's the AstraZeneca vaccine? Why is the AstraZeneca taking so long? So the AstraZeneca vaccine is very similar to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and AstraZeneca vaccine uses a virus that has been already genetically modified to not replicate. So you will not get sick with this adenovirus. The AstraZeneca uses an adenovirus from a chimpanzee. The Johnson & Johnson, I believe, uses a human adenovirus. Either way, we're not supposed to have seen this virus before or react to it or fight it, because we don't want to fight this virus coming in with the DNA package before it gets the DNA package in. So scientists have developed it such that our immune system won't recognize it. Because if it's just a normal adenovirus we're used to, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark before it even gets a chance into our muscle cell. So there's a protein encasement around the DNA of the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca shots that are also enveloped in this virus. It comes into our body. Virus goes away because it can't do much. It has its own shelf life. Then the DNA gets into our cell. The DNA meets with our DNA to go, these are the instructions. We have to just make mRNA. I know people get a little nervous about that, but from what we understand, it's only the one instruction is to make the mRNA to make the spike proteins. Our DNA then takes the instructions, makes the mRNA, and now the mRNA is in the cytoplasm, starting to form the spike proteins, just like what happened with Pfizer and Moderna, where it brought the mRNA into the cell. It's just, there's an extra step with the Pfizer and AstraZeneca. The extra step is the DNA has to come in and tell our DNA to make the mRNA, whereas the Pfizer and Moderna, the mRNA is just brought in. However, the reason why that there's a difference, because some people say, well, why doesn't everybody just do it the way Pfizer and Moderna does it? It's because that's very, very delicate. I mean, how Pfizer and Moderna were able to figure out how to get an mRNA in its whole entire package into a cell, it's brilliant, but it's also time-consuming, a lot more difficult. So the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines are more sturdy. So where's the AstraZeneca vaccines? Well, in order for AstraZeneca to get FDA approval, my guess is they have to have, I think 3 to 6, I need to look up the time, they have to have a certain amount of clinical studies that were done in America. So most of AstraZeneca's studies were European. So I don't think the FDA could use that data. The FDA needs American studies. That's my guess. So once AstraZeneca finishes with their clinical studies within America, then they could submit it to the FDA, which they're expecting to do next month. Okay? Whereas Johnson & Johnson has already been working on that. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, when people ask, why do you think it's so much less effective than the Pfizer and the Moderna? It's not that I think it's less effective. Is I think by the time the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was in clinical trial, we had new variants. Now, the Johnson & Johnson Moderna vaccine, those were started, what, last summer? So the Johnson & Johnson, many of their clinical trials had been undergoing already by the winter. So if there were new variants, then, if I had to give a pro in the Johnson & Johnson category, is it probably had a more accurate snapshot of what's going on currently circulating than what happened with Pfizer and Moderna. Yet, if you look at the studies coming out of Israel, Israel's like, this Pfizer shot's about 95% effective. So we are seeing still, consistent data from all of them. Maybe the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, maybe something happens with the adenovirus. Maybe not all bodies take it in. Maybe if you are composed differently, you might not accept the virus as well. Where there's an Italian study that talks about how if you are obese, if you're overweight, you might not get as big a punch with your vaccine. I'm not talking about a punch in terms of side effects, because, man, you do feel like you were punched. I'm, like, really achy right now. But according to this Italian study, those people who are obese may have 50% less effectiveness with their vaccine. Now, this is nothing new, because we've talked about this every year with the flu shot. If you're obese, the flu shot may not protect you as well as somebody who is slimmer. And so whether fat disrupts the immune system, interferes with the immune system, interferes with the uptake of the vaccine, there's a whole variety of theories for that. So somebody who is overweight might need to expect to get a booster. And I know that's not something anybody's really excited to hear about. But the moral of the story is, if you can lose weight, try to lose weight. And I know it's hard. I've gained weight that makes no sense to me, because I've eaten less than I ever have. But man, when your metabolism drops, your metabolism drops. And I work out every day. I try and watch what I eat still, you know, and so I understand it's difficult. I'm not here to stand on a platform saying you all have to lose weight. I got to lose weight too. We all do, you know, that are not our ideal weight. But somebody who is overweight, unfortunately, might not get as big a punch with the shot. So what about the side effect profile with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? So with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, very similar. You could have the body aches. You could have the muscle soreness. You could have the fever. I believe in the Johnson & Johnson study, 9% of people had fever. 0.2% had a really bad fever. But I got a fever yesterday from the Pfizer vaccine. It was mild, not that big a deal. I was afraid that it wouldn't let me into, you know, work or certain places, because if I had, you know, an elevated temperature, but that all went away. And why? Why would you have an elevated temperature? Well, something's in the body. The body recognizes it, is unsure if it needs to fight it. Everything starts to kind of get all juicy and all active. And so, you know, it kind of turns up the heat. But the fever shouldn't last. Now, what are some side effects that haven't been listed by Pfizer and Moderna that we're hearing about? Well, I urge you guys to go to my Facebook page that has not the Dr. Dahlia Show Facebook page, but the COVID vaccine experience, good, bad, neutral. There's been a lot of interesting side effects. One is ringing in the ears. So we heard about that. Somebody had posted something about ringing in the ears a while back, and some people are getting ringing in the ears as a side effect to the vaccine. We'll talk about what tinnitus is, because a lot of people deal with ringing and chirping and hissing and clicking in the ears, so we'll talk about that. Other side effects people discuss is a metallic taste. That wasn't something that was brought up by Pfizer and Moderna, but some people are citing that. And I urge you guys to go on the Facebook page, not so you can gripe and complain and get all political and, you know, complain about Biden or Trump or whatever, but so you could see what other people are experiencing, so you can kind of get an idea if that's what's going on or not. Of course, any sort of weird symptom you have, make sure you check in with your regular provider. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, speaking at CPAC Sunday night, gave a scathing review of the current administration's policies.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. They are providing to migrant children on the border, while at the same time millions of American children are having their futures destroyed by Joe Biden's anti-science school closures. The only reason that most parents do not have that choice is because Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions.
Trump says Biden is not about enforcing American laws.
Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws.
A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry says no on Sunday to informal nuclear talks between Iran, the United States, and other world powers regarding Iran's nuclear efforts. USA Radio News. The third COVID-19 vaccine from Operation Warp Speed begins heading toward American arms today. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House says shipments of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will begin to be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, a single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies.
As of last week, the United States is currently administering over 1.5 million vaccine shots a day. California Representative Devin Nunes on the House Intelligence Committee discussing the Russia probe said Sunday that a source for the FBI lied about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during the early days of the probe in 2016. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Congratulations to Gal Gadot. She is pregnant. Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman, 35 years old. Confirmed that she is pregnant with her third child. Apparently, it looked like she had a little baby bump. She is just glowing. But she wore a very pretty white outfit. I didn't really see the Golden Globes. I know The Crown did really good. The Crown was a good show. I liked watching The Crown. I like watching history, you know, that made interesting. So I kind of like, Yeah, I'm kind of a fan of that. But I don't really watch a lot of TV. I haven't really been watching a lot of movies, but I'm a fan of Gal Gadot. I think she does a wonderful job as Wonder Woman, and, you know, good for her. So in terms of some of the other winners, Nomadland won Best Drama. Andra Day won Best Actress for The United States versus Billie Holiday. Chadwick Boseman posthumously received an award for Best Actor in a Drama for his final movie role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Apparently, he had died of colon cancer a few months back. Best Actress, oh, The Crown. So The Crown got 6 nominations, Best Actress, Best Drama, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actress, and so The Crown won Best Television, for Best Television Drama, went to The Crown, for Best Television Series is, I think we're allowed to say Schitt's Creek, the show. It's the show, they won. And S-C-H-I-T-T-S, The Queen's Gambit won the limited series. I thought The Queen's Gambit was excellent. That's the one that has to do with the lady playing chess. It is based on a true story, but it's not as true a story as, shall we say, The Crown. But The Queen's Gambit, it was good. I thought it did a good job. Emma Corwin won in The Crown. I should believe she's the one that played the Princess Diana role. And then Josh O'Connor won for playing Prince Charles. So, yeah. Catherine O'Hara won for The Mom in the S-C-H-I-T-T-S Creek. And Jason Sudeikis won Ted Lasso. He won Best Actor, I think, in a musical or a comedy. Gillian Anderson, she played Margaret Thatcher, so she won in The Crown. I thought she did a fantastic job. John Boyega won in Small Axe. And Anna Taylor-Joy, The Queen's Gambit. And Mark Ruffalo, I Know This Much Is True. Best Motion Picture was Nomadland, outranking The Father, Mink, Promising Young Woman, The Trial of Chicago 7. This is where I disagree. Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, went to Borat. Don't ask. Hamilton, Music, Palm Springs, and The Prom lost out. Here's my thing with Borat. I was pretty upset because they basically had a doctor on there that was, you know, made anti-Semitic remarks about a nose, as Borat's daughter on the show said, I guess she didn't want to look Jewish, and so the doctor had made some comments, and then she asked if the doctor would want to make sexy time, and he said, if your father wasn't here, and I don't know how the doctor let that happen, how he didn't notice the cameras, how he couldn't, you know, and I don't like how Borat does that with hidden cameras or trying to spoof people and things like that, but my problem is, you know, yes, the Borat movies can be funny, but when we're in a day and age where we're trying to stop racism and discrimination and stereotypes, and mind you, Borat is Jewish, he's half Israeli, but that doesn't really help the cause. And, you know, I say this all the time. You know, people say, well, gosh, Dahlia, you're Jewish, so you can make Jewish jokes. That's not what I wake up every morning hoping to do. All right, you know, we do not have to perpetuate stereotypes. Trust me, there are some jokes that, you know, we've appreciated, you know, when it comes to matzah and getting constipated with it and things like that. I mean, there's things that, and I'm sure Italian families have their own little, you know, quips, and Irish families have their quips, and, you know, what makes us culturally different is sometimes very, you know, it's embracing, it's rich. We like to have little cultural differences and nuances and, you know, kind of, you know, family secrets and recipes. But to make a movie where you project that stereotype, I don't agree with cancel culture, but I don't see why that movie not only wasn't at least, you know, censured or receive the same sort of criticism that anybody else would, but to actually win an award. So I'm no fan. I don't understand why that, you know, but it's what that does is when you give a movie such as that highlights racial, you know, highlights, you know, racism, misogyny. There were so many, you know, unpolitically correct things. Mind you, I get that there's comedians out there saying, look, you know, I'm going to say it. You know, I'm a woman and I'm this. I get that there's comedians that want to make fun of cancel culture. I get that. But this movie, it wasn't that they were making fun of something and they were actually insulting people in the process and they win an award. It's ridiculous. I think it's yeah. Chloe Zhao won for Nomadland as the best director. And and then Chadwick Boseman, like I said, won posthumously. Rosamund Pike won for I Care a Lot. So, oh, by the way, wait a second. Sacha Baron Cohen also won for Best Actor. And here's the thing. He's a talented actor. He could sing. I've seen him in Les Mis. It just really hit me the wrong way. Just that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hopefully this won't hit you. We're going to be starting Hurricane Susan sooner. Hurricane season usually starts January 1st. Well, apparently the National Hurricane Center might need to change it around and start it on May 15th. So hurricane season usually runs June 1 to June 30th. But last year, 36, quote, special tropical weather outlooks were issued before June 1st. So they might need to start changing hurricane season to mid-May, which stinks for people who are hoping to get out of Dodge, maybe finally plan a cruise and enjoy some of the, you know, post-COVID, I know we're still within COVID, but post-pandemic lockdowns. September is usually the most active month. Hurricanes are categorized by their wind speed, designated using the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. So if you have Category 1 winds greater than 74 miles per hour, you're at a 1. If it's greater than 96 miles an hour, you're at a 2. 111 miles an hour, you're at a 3. At 130 miles an hour, you're at a 4. And then over 157 miles an hour, you're at a 5. Of course, 4s and 5s can be catastrophic, but you can still have devastating and extensive damage from the lower numbered hurricanes. In any given year, Atlantic Ocean has about 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, 3 becoming major. Hurricane was a 5 before it made landfall. When it made landfall, it was about a 3. Still killed 1,800 people. Caused $108 billion in damage. It wasn't the deadliest. I think the deadliest was the one that was called the Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900. 10,000 people died. So last year, it had been predicted that we would have about 14 to 18 named storms. 8 could have been hurricanes, 3 major hurricanes, and that's kind of what happened. We had, we had 30 become tropical storms or hurricanes. 6 became major. So Atlantic hurricane season on 2020 is the most active on record. So is it going to be an El Nino year or a La Nina? We're going to talk about this a little more. El Nino actually protects us. La Nina puts us at higher risk. We are currently in a La Nina now, but the season is supposed to end by the spring, and then a new season starts in terms of weather. So we're going to talk about that in a second. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we got to talk about fruits and vegetables. I know nobody likes talking about nutrition. We got to talk about it. With hurricane season, and we don't know what hurricane season is going to be like. We don't know if it's going to be a La Nina, El Nino. You thought COVID was going to be a pain in the butt. I'm getting a little nervous about this year's hurricane season. And whenever we, you know, whenever we start to load up and store and, you know, hope that, we have enough food, it's always like the macaroni and cheese and the cookies. So, you know, what should we be doing in terms of fruits and vegetables? So the American Heart Association is saying that we need to have at least two of the five servings to be fruit and the other three servings to be vegetables. So the 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables still stands, but the American Heart Association looked at 2 million adults worldwide, and it looks like they want at least five a day, but not all five could be fruits. At least three have to be vegetables, like spinach, leafy green lettuce, kale, carrots, and the fruit. They also want fruits that are packed with beta-carotene and vitamin C, like berries, citrus. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Shirley calling from Florida. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
I am doing okay. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great.
I got a question for you, okay? This
sure.
might be a weird one, but I'm sure they all are. I do fascia blasting. Do you know what that is?
Is that where you have treatment of the fascia along the muscle, to loosen it?
Yeah, they did an apparatus from this Ashley Black, whatever. Anyway, I've been doing it in the shower, and I've been really enjoying it. But all of a sudden, I have developed what looks to me to be like shingles. I'm going to go see the doctor today. It's a very mild case because I didn't know what it was. The other day, my stomach was hurting just to the touch, and I thought, what is up with this? And today, I see a little red mark, and I thought, okay, this might be what it is. But I wondered if that fascia blasting, if that damages nerves or if it reacts to nerves that would oppose this.
That's interesting. Is it just on one side of the body that's hurting you?
Yeah.
Or both sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Just the one side.
It's just the right side. And then where did the rash start? Did the rash start on the stomach or did it start on the back?
It's on the stomach, and I have a tiny, tiny, tiny little piece that's on the back this morning.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not near as painful as it was the other day. The other day, I could barely touch it, and it's better. So I think it's a mild case, but I wondered if that fascia blasting brought it on.
It's a good theory. So one thing we've noticed with shingles is, you know, we've lumped it all into, like, stress. You know, stress could bring out shingles, the chickenpox virus. But we're also seeing that, you know, if somebody gets a tattoo, we've seen sometimes that could bring on a shingles or even a cutaneous herpes. We've seen COVID cause no other symptoms but cause somebody's shingles to come out. So there is a chance that what you were doing could have, because we don't know what makes the varicella virus decide to come out and act up. So I don't want, but don't blame yourself, because we've seen a lot of shingles cases this year, and when we tell people to get tested for COVID, they're positive. So we think there could be a relation with that. I mean, I'm not saying you have COVID, but if you're worried about something you've done that could have incited it, I would also get a COVID test, because that could, you know, maybe that's the culprit. And then sometimes we just get stressed, or the virus just decides to come out, and we're still learning about it. So I wouldn't fear using it. If you like it and your doctor's comfortable with you doing those treatments, I don't think
right.
you have to fear that it's going to continually bring out your shingles. Unfortunately,
let me ask you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are there any natural, because I take a lot of vitamins, is there anything natural? Because I don't want to go get stuff. I don't take vaccines. I don't do anything. You know, I just eat right and I exercise and I trust God. So I'm trying to figure out, what can I do here naturally? Is there anything that you would suggest that get rid of this?
That's a good question. So here's the thing. Like, when some people get a cold sore, they might up their lysine intake. There are some
right.
foods that are high in lysine, low in arginine. Those are better than the high in arginine, low in lysine. High in arginine, low in lysine would be like chocolate, so would stay away from that. But high lysine foods, and I think those might be some of the cruciferous vegetables. I need to double check. But here's the only problem, Shirley. I don't know if your doctor doctor is a naturopath, if your doctor is kind of mainstream, but if somebody has shingles, the post-herpetic neuralgia, the pain from shingles, could be so devastating and lifelong that they might not have the patience to wait and see if a natural remedy could work. So the reason why a lot of us MDs might not be as open to you trying natural remedies for this is because post-herpetic neuralgia, the pain could be lifelong. And if we don't hit you with an antiviral quick enough, then we can't go back and say, so we can't wait and go, well, you know, this didn't work, or the lemon juice didn't work, or the apple cider vinegar didn't work, so now we'll do it. If we don't hit shingles head on early on, unfortunately, the pain could be lifelong. So
Good. I'm glad I know that, because I'm going to have a virtual with my doctor today.
Good.
To make sure.
Good. Okay, and if you can, try to get some really good close-up pictures. If you have any blisters or vesicles, that'll help to let him know. You know, he might wonder, maybe you got a thermal burn. There are other things that, you know, so, but if you think it's shingles, then try to get a good picture for him as well. Okay?
Great. Thanks, love. Have a great day.
Hang in there, Shirley. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, shingles is not easy. We don't know what causes shingles to come out. We don't know what causes mono to come out. We used to call mono the kissing disease. Well, when I had mono, my boyfriend didn't have it. None of my friends had it. I used to share utensils with my roommate and with my best friend because, you know, when you're a medical student and a doctor, you sometimes, you know, feel this, well, we know about germs and, you know, we're going to wash it off with alcohol. You know, so you sometimes get a little careless. Nobody got mono. I was the only one that got mono. So to me, that means the virus was in my body and it decided to come out. Why it decided to come out in the middle of medical school when I'm trying to get straight A's, I don't know. But it did. I was out for about 2 weeks, and then I was able to get right back into school and pass. Yeah, so for those of you kind of wondering if I really, you know, made it through medical school, I did. So, you know, when you look at what the American Heart Association wants us to do when it comes to fruits and vegetables, they decided to look at 66,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study, 42,000 men from the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study, who they all believe were free from cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes at baseline. And they wanted to know what happened if you took fruits and vegetables and what the optimal amount was. So when they looked at this 100,000, maybe 110,000 group of people, 33,898 people died during follow-up. And remember, the years went from 1984 to 2014. So some people died naturally, and some people died as they aged out of the population. But they looked at an intake of 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, or 2 servings of fruit, and 3 servings of vegetables had the lowest mortality. Higher intake was not associated with additional risk reduction. So somebody trying to eat 10 servings of fruits and vegetables didn't seem to do that much more for their health. So we found that very interesting. So they said higher intakes of most subgroups of fruits and vegetables were associated with lower mortality, with the exception of starchy vegetables like peas and corn. They also found that if you were drinking fruit juice and eating potatoes, that didn't really get associated with, you know, did it help or hurt. Fruit juices, you got to be careful with the sugar. So they conclude in this study that higher intakes of fruit and vegetables were associated with lower mortality, and the risk reduction plateaued. So you got your biggest bang for your buck at about 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. You can't just eat fruit. They said the findings support current dietary recommendations to increase intake of fruits and vegetables, but not fruit juices and potatoes. A potato, even though I know it's considered a fruit or a vegetable, I think it's considered both. A tomato I know is a fruit. Your French fries don't count. Fruits and vegetables, it has to actually be something like in a salad. Yeah. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.